there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
So I am an Ireland people, and it's gorgeous. You know, it's so funny. People say to me all the time, how do you go to Ireland in February and March and December and January? It's so much milder in Ireland than anywhere in the upper northern third of the U.S. In fact, we actually landed in Ireland on February 20th and were greeted with fields of gorse in bloom. You know what gorse looks like? It's like a green leafy sticker bush that has little yellow flowers. And we have gorse in the U.S. And in fact, the colonists would use the yellow flower. They boil it down and use the yellow flower to dye clothing and to make candles that were yellow, and they use it as a coloring. So the gorse were, but they sort of look like forsythia, the flower, but the bush doesn't look like forsythia. It's extraordinary. Fields of daffodils in bloom. Lots of spring flowers. And people are always surprised. I mean, there's always someone who's surprised to learn that all over Ireland you will find, particularly along the coastlines, but you'll find them inland as well, people very proud of their palm trees. And they're not potted palms that they bring in on a cold day and put in their garage or their conservatory in a sunny spot. These are planted in the ground and they live year-round. There's a much milder climate here. And while we are here, there's something like 16 inches of snow falling or dumping all over the place, but particularly, I am told, in Berkshire County, where we broadcast from when we're not traveling, and where David Isby, our on-air travel companion and barefoot beachcomber and senior producer, anchors from the beautiful Crowne Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, the heart of Berkshire County. And I bet that all of the ski places, Chimney Peak and Butternut and Bousquet, are thrilled. They had it rough in January. I don't think we were home for it. I think we were somewhere else. I don't really remember it at all. But there was a day in January that was 64 degrees. In Berkshire County. That's awful. It's awful in the winter. It's great in the spring or the summer, but it's terrible in the winter because, A, if there's snow, it melts, and it's too warm to make artificial snow. So I know the ski resorts suffered a bit, so maybe they'll make up for it now. You go, guys. A 12-month destination, as is Ireland. A 12-month destination. And we are at the moment in Killarney at the Killarney Plaza Hotel, which is a great place to base yourself in for relaxing and for touring about the region. And if you're going away for a week or longer, add more time to what I'm about to tell you. But if you're going away for a week, find a spot in the middle of the week where you are at a hotel. And the Killarney Plaza Hotel would fit this description, where you can take a day off from your travels, because you can leave the hotel and walk around in a forest, visit waterfalls. You can walk to it, literally. Walk around the town, lots of great shops. Lots of great shops. And at the Killarney Plaza Hotel, you can give yourself a day of relaxation, as they have two leisure centers, or as we would say, leisure centers. The place where you'll find the pools. And we're going to talk with Connor O'Leary, who is the director of the leisure centers here at the Killarney Plaza Hotel in Kenmare Square, the heart of Killarney, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, inviting you to E.T. in concert at Symphony Hall in Boston, Friday and Saturday, May 12th and 13th at 8 p.m. Relive the magic of Steven Spielberg's great family adventure, E.T., performed live by the Boston Pops while the movie plays on the silver screen. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
Remember that if you have to leave us before the show is over today, or if you're just joining us now, you've missed an hour. And we have so much more coming up in this three-hour show. So you can check out the podcasts, which you can download for a year, at travelers411.com, and cross-referenced in a half a dozen places at least from the show notes at sabrams.com, that's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, to the forums, to the directories, to the little pop-up features in the sidebar and footer that remind you that if you didn't hear this, you need to, so click here now and listen. So we don't want you to miss anything, because we're always the unexpected. And, you know, I was very happy, Connor, to write down your name, because a couple of days ago I was interviewing somebody, and I wanted to do a little rhyme about O'Leary. Do you know the little rhyme that children play with a ball, and on the word O'Leary, they're bouncing the ball up and down. Mm-hmm. And on the word O'Leary, they take generally their right leg, unless they're left-legged, and they put their foot over the ball and keep bouncing.
Not familiar with that, Stephanie.
Okay.
So.
When I was little, I thought the rhyme was 1, 2, 3, O'Leary, as in I am leery of something.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until I was an adult that I put it together in my pea-sized brain that it's O'Leary, it was somebody's name, and that Mr. O'Leary was the mailman.
Uh-huh.
And the rhyme went this way. And remember, you're bouncing a ball to the rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to O'Leary, you put your foot over the ball and then keep bouncing without... And that's usually where you make a mistake and
sure.
It becomes somebody else's turn.
Sure.
Okay. So it goes like this. And all of you who know it, go get a ball and do it with me. 1, 2, 3, O'Leary. 4, 5, 6, O'Leary. 7, 8, 9, O'Leary. 10, O'Leary, postman.
First time hearing that, Stephanie.
Well, I have to tell you, it made no sense to me at all as a child. My postman's name was not O'Leary,
mm-hmm.
and it just and I thought I was saying O'Leary, like
yes,
beware of something, you know, beware of the postman. I had no idea what it meant.
Sure,
but,
sure.
So you know, I'm going to guess it was an American children's rhyme invention of some Irish people who had a postman named O'Leary.
Sure, yeah.
So we'll get a couple of balls in the leisure center.
We'll do that afterwards.
And we'll play.
Indeed, we will.
Yes, but you'll see when you go to put your leg over the ball, that's when it gets away from you and you miss and it's the next person's turn.
That's the tricky time.
That's
yeah.
it?
Indeed.
All
indeed.
Right.
Okay.
So in your two leisure centers, what do we find here at the Killarney Plaza Hotel in Kenmare Square in the town of Killarney, Ireland?
Well, we've one here, Stephanie, one in our sister hotel in the Towers Hotel, so we just have one here. But there's an extensive gym area with a full range of cardiovascular equipment and resistance. With a beautiful swimming pool, 12-metre swimming pool, very ornate, low lighting, so quite relaxing, well heated, which is also relevant. Beautiful steam room, a sauna.
And what's the temperature of the water when you say well heated?
It's 31 Celsius, so for you,
31,
it's about 88 Fahrenheit. Yeah,
it's closer to 90, but
yeah.
we'll do the mathematics.
It's warm anyway.
Well,
so.
The trick is you take the Celsius number, you double it, and you add 30, not 32.
Okay.
And the higher the number gets, you add a little less.
Okay, right. Fair enough.
But in the worst case, you may not be... most of the time, if you're in the middle range...
Yes.
Between around 30 degrees and around, 30 degrees Fahrenheit and maybe 80 degrees Fahrenheit, you're going to be right on the button when you use this little tool.
Yeah.
Remember,
yeah.
people, double the Celsius and add 30. And you'll, if you're not right on the button, you're going to be within a degree or two. So at least you know.
Thereabouts.
Yeah, so 88 degrees. That's my kind of water.
Yeah, it's mine too. Yeah.
I don't like that business of. See, my husband will just throw his body in.
Yes.
I can't do that. I just as soon die.
It's a gradual progression for you.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Right.
Yeah,
it takes time. I have
understand.
To get, over the joints of my body.
Yes, indeed.
And
bit by bit.
Until, yeah.
Bit by bit.
It's not good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, each their own. It's a gradual process for some people, so, yeah.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and find out more about the Leisure Center at the Killarney Plaza Hotel and the one just adjacent at the Sister Towers Hotel here in Kenmare Square in Killarney, where it's gorgeous and sunny and wonderful. And hey, all y'all who are up to your noses in snow, come to Ireland. We'll be right back.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723. 3723.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak, valid through May of 2017. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or ILoveNY.com.
Let grasses grow and waters flow in a free and easy way. But give me enough for the final stuff that's made near Galway Bay. And policemen all...
Hour. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I was earlier in the piano bar with Peter Gubin, the executive chef of the Colony Plaza Hotel, a place we had visited back in May. Actually, it was May 17th, 2016, with Amy Banks, the superlative soprano, who was then 14, she's 15 now, from Galway, and Maureen O'Flynn, who lives in Berkshire County in western Massachusetts, but was benchmarking a special anniversary with her husband, also an opera star. And they met us. They were spending a couple of weeks in Dingle, on the Dingle Peninsula. And so we all met up here in the piano bar so that Amy could sing for the amazing soprano Maureen O'Flynn. And so we were sitting there earlier, and I was feeling very much at home there because of the experience and memories of our May meeting. But we've moved. You know why we've moved? We've moved because the people who come in to clean the lines for the beer on tap were there. And when you drive around Ireland, you see these cute little vans. They look like toy trucks on steroids. They're little, but they're still a little van. And the Guinness ones say Guinness customer care or something like that. And I am told that every week, every pub and bar and place that has Guinness on tap will have a visit from somebody from the company who's there to clean the lines. And that's why you will often, that's one of the reasons you will often hear that Guinness tastes better in Ireland than it does in the States. Another reason is that most bars use the same carbonation system for their Guinness that they use for their other beers, and the other beers don't require the same level of nitrogen in the carbonation. So the nitrogen level is supposed to be something like 80 something or close to 90%, and we don't get that in the States, and that makes all the difference in the head and the film that slides down the side of the glass as the Guinness is being drunk and the person who's drinking it is also. But in any event, and you know, I'm just an expert on the subject, and for somebody that doesn't drink anything more than a carbonated beverage, like my favorite Diet Coke, that's it. So I'm an expert on the subject. But so we didn't mind moving. We're in this place called the Cherry Room, 2, 4, 6, 8, 16. All right, you could easily fit 18 people with one person head and foot at the table. conference table, or 20 if you put two people head and foot. This is a gorgeous room. It's a perfect place to have a serious meeting. So if you want to do an incentive trip and recognize people who are your best customers or your best salespeople, or you want to get away where the cobwebs can vanish and maybe you make that quantum leap in your company's thinking that's never going to take place in the conference room in your office. I'm going to promise you that. Where do you get your best ideas? I'm sure it's not while you're working. See, I get my best ideas at 35,000 feet, so flying is very good for me. But this is one gorgeous room to have a meeting in, with arch ceiling and lots of woodwork and audio-visual equipment. This is hot, Connor.
Is it too warm, Stephanie?
No, it's perfect.
You like it?
Yes. Yeah. And
comfort.
Well, the heat was off in this room when we walked in, and so Connor adjusted the climate control in the room, and it's lovely. But, you know, this is the kind of thing that when you're done here, you head for the leisure center.
Exactly.
And what do you find when you get there?
Well, you get a warm welcome, I hope, anyway, from the people behind the desk, because that's what it's all about. So we'll welcome and greet everybody, and we'll give them whatever bits and pieces they need to continue their journey and hopefully enjoy their experience.
Okay, so let's talk about this. The Killarney Plaza Hotel is a hotel where you're going to find very comfortable bathrobes in your room. Do people generally get into their suit, put on their bathrobe, and paddle their way over to the leisure center, or do most come dressed and change into their bathing suit and back out of their bathing suit after they have been doing whatever it is, or their workout equipment, their workout wear?
You know, I think it's a general 50-50 split at the moment. So okay. We have half our clientele who come quite comfortably in their robes and enjoy the experience below. And then we have some people that will come dressed and bring their bits and pieces and do whatever they need to in our change rooms. There's change rooms available downstairs. So
let me ask you about that.
Sure.
Because one of the things I'm not crazy about doing is if I've been in a pool that's, you know, not at a beach resort.
Yeah.
Because beach resorts are very different. They're laid out differently and they're made to accommodate differently. But in a big hotel, as the Killarney Plaza Hotel is, and an elegant hotel, as the Killarney Plaza in Kenmare Square in Killarney, Ireland, is, I really wouldn't feel comfortable, even if I had sort of had a lie down in a lounge chair and I was now just moderately damp as opposed to dripping wet. Or I might be dripping wet and I have a schedule. I've got to go and get done and shower and change and meet somebody and whatever. I really don't want to go clomping my way, dripping through the hotel and its elevator and whatnot. So what are the solutions to that?
Well, we have, we won't call it a back entrance, but we have an entrance to the leisure club that's not as accessible going through reception. So there's an area that you can go. It's a proper corridor, so I want to make sure we're not going on any back rooms or anything, but there's access that isn't massively visible to everybody else, so that's available for people to take them to the lift and elevator and they go to their rooms then, so it's catered for. So we have some
that's
people in
thing.
Ireland that are, like yourself, maybe a little bit shy about things.
It isn't shy.
So
I don't think I've ever been accused of being shy, not even as a shy.
Some Irish people in general, I think, in regard to robes and stuff, generally would be that way, like, so, yeah, it's catered.
It's not the robe that bothers me. And I've been at so many places where just about the entire guest population paddles about in robes and slippers.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's more the, you know, dripping my way through the elevator in the lobby and the, you know, I mean, you know, you're in a gorgeous place. It just feels like you're out of place in this gorgeous place.
Yeah, I understand.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back, and I'm going to get the directions on what I do here. Stay with me, everybody. This is Stephanie Abrams live from the Killarney Plaza Hotel in Killarney, Ireland.
What a filthy air, but an odor heard up betwixt both me and you. When home you stole, take a bucket or a bowl of the real old mountain dew. Hi-da-diddly-i-dum-diddly-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-dum-di-
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
we saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Tourism Ireland.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Ireland's ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to be talking with Connor O'Leary, director of the leisure centers of the Killarney Plaza Hotel and its sister property. And is the sister property only called the Towers, or it's called the Killarney Plaza Towers?
No, it's called the Killarney Towers Hotel.
Killarney Towers Hotel.
We have another hotel then also. It's like a little triangle inside in town. They're all quite close, and that's called Killarney Avenue Hotel. So we have three sites, yeah.
Oh, that's marvelous, because if you, you know, sometimes someone planning a group event starts out imagining they're going to have X number of people, and suddenly it snowballs.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, people start to hear about it and say, gee, I want to come too. And
yes.
Before you know it, you have this overflow, so
yeah. You
can keep it in the family.
We can, yeah. And they're all very close to each other, literally not even a two-minute walk between each of the properties. So
wow. Hugely
convenient.
Oh, that is. Mm. And in the commercial break, Connor was telling me that the Cherry Room that we are in, there's another one on another level. Another meeting room, and that's about three times the size of this. This you could easily seat 20 people around the table. And the tables are constructed in blonde oak modules. So, you know, you could make it smaller. But I think this is about as big as it's going to get in terms of seating individuals here. And I guess it could be removed and just become a cocktail reception walk-around kind of a room, or a room with tables lining the walls. But the other is three times the size, can you imagine? So you're really prepared for
they can cater for different size groups and stuff. Yeah. And they have a large room then, the Mangerton Suite is called, which is...
What's it called?
It's called the Mangerton Suite.
Mangerton?
After Mangerton Mountain, which is, if you look out the window, you'll be able to see it.
Okay.
And that's the largest room, so that caters for... large enough conferences, and they do weddings sometimes, things like that, yeah. So that's the biggest room. That's so we have the Cherry Room, the Sea Room, and the Mangerton. So there's three different options, yeah. So
fabulous.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the leisure centers.
Sure.
So we were talking about the concept of you get out of the pool in an elegant hotel, and now you need to make your way back to your accommodation, and you're drippy wet. So you have the choice of a kind of back avenue room
yes.
to get there?
It's quite up on the up and up, but yes, it's discreet is the word I'd use. So there's availability for that for people that need it, absolutely. Yeah.
And then there's also a locker room facility or something?
We full change of facilities below. Yeah.
So
showering and all that. Sure. Yeah.
So just come prepared for that sort
of
thing.
Whichever suits, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there are hotels I have been in the world where it's hot outside. So it is briskly air-conditioned inside.
Yes, yeah.
And the elevators are very busy at certain times of day when lots of people are coming and going from their rooms. And you can literally smell yourself mildewing waiting for the elevator
to arrive.
You hate it. No, it's not good.
Yeah, you won't get that here that often, I'm afraid.
No, but that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, I like the fact that you have an option, because many places, you know, if you've just been out to a pool or a beach, you don't have an option. You just, you know, drip your way to your room, wherever that happens to be.
Yeah.
So How big is the swimming pool?
It's 12 metres, so I'm sorry, I can't convert that 36. To feet for you, I'm sure. Thank you.
Well, yeah. 12 times 3 is another foot, so it's like 37 feet.
Yeah, and it's a leisure pool. Very,
that's the length?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's about 5 or 6 metres across, so it's adequate for the size of the hotel, but it's
so
pretty.
Call
it's
a
pretty
about
pool.
19 feet across. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot of low lighting. It's very low lighting, so it's a very relaxing area. It's quite calm. We describe it as a leisure pool, and the fact that it's there for people to come and just enjoy rather than necessarily swimming, although that's possible too, but it's quite a relaxing area. Yeah, yeah.
And there's a hot tub?
We have a hot tub, and there's a steam room, which you don't seem to terribly like too much. In general, that's my experience anyway. And then there's a sauna. They're not big in America, I don't think, are they? I'm not quite sure, maybe.
Well, I mean, you know, it's either you like it or you don't.
Yes, I suppose,
I mean, those are hot tubs and saunas are things that people... You're not wishy-washy about.
Yes, I suppose. You either are.
You like it or you're not.
You're in or you're
not.
You're right. You're right, Stephanie. You either like it or you don't. Yeah, right. Yeah. So there's a steam room and a sauna and the hot tub, yeah. Yeah, so it's kind of everything you need to come and chill out after your busy day, sure.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that there's some cardio equipment and whatever.
Yeah, we have a fine gym here, a big extensive gym. Yeah, the gym is quite large, so there's a full range of cardiovascular equipment, vascular things, so exercise is very possible if it's what you're looking for. Yeah, so there's a lot of equipment in the gym. Precor, actually, which is a US brand, I think. So yeah, it's extensive, and everything that people will want is there. So yeah.
Do you make that those facilities available to local people, or are they only for hotel guests?
Here in the Plaza, no. It's reserved for hotel residents only. Yeah. In our sister hotel, it's slightly different. But here, no. Hotel guests only, yeah. So.
Yeah, well, you're surrounded. How what is the population, more or less, of Killarney?
An interesting question. So, locally, there's probably between 16,000 and 20,000 people.
Yeah, but so
obviously
you're in a big enough area, because in some places in Ireland that are, you know, fairly isolated...
Yes.
Fairly rural, they will have local memberships.
Yeah.
And, you know, to some degree, it's very nice because you go and there's somebody there that you meet that lives half a mile down the road, and it kind of adds to your travel experience. But in a city as big as Killarney is, you'd wind up having the guests compete with the locals for the equipment and the space.
It doesn't always work well. So no, it's reserved for hotel residents only.
How long have you worked here at the Killarney Plaza Hotel?
Well, the Killarney Plaza opened in, as far as I'm open to correction, in around 2002, 2003, but I'm with the company since 2000, so 17 years, it's my 17th year.
So what did you do for the 3 years before it was open?
I was in our sister property in the towers,
And you were at the leisure center?
Leisure
there?
Center, also. Yeah.
So what was it? Did you do some academic training? Spend your life down at the gym instead of...
No, I suppose I was always active in regard to sport and stuff. I always had an interest in that, but I actually did business in college. But I suppose a lot of aspects of the job these days, Stephanie, is business-orientated anyway, so...
How was that?
Well, there's targets and, you know, like, I suppose it's much broader than just being into fitness. Like, we have a lot of targets and things here in regard to, you know, customer satisfaction and just making sure people get what they need, so... that's a big part of it. So I suppose it's just broader than just having a fitness qualification. There's a little bit more to it than that. So I found that my experience in education was very helpful where I am now anyway. So it worked well for me.
What was your experience in education?
I did business. I did 3 years of business in college.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, so I'm just saying to bring that into what I'm doing now is quite practical. It was helpful where I am now. So yeah.
Where were you born?
I was born and raised in Killarney. Yeah, right here. So, yeah, Killarney boy. So, yeah.
Yes, which would make you a Kerry man.
Very much so. A proud Kerry man.
Well, is there such a thing as a Kerry man who isn't proud?
I think unlikely you'll find that, yeah.
Yes, because I'll tell you a funny story. Do you know a fellow named Rory O'Sullivan? He's now the general manager of Glenlow Abbey up in Galway.
I can't say I do.
Oh, well, you got to meet him.
Okay.
And I was, the first time I met him, we were having a chat, and I asked if he was from Galway, because that's where he's working now, and that's where he's living now. And you had to watch his body English as every muscle tensed up and He stood taller than he was, and he's a tall guy to begin with. I mean, he reminded me of a U.S. Marine, parade. This was, you were talking to a steel rod standing there as he straightened up and said, oh, no, I'm a Kerry man. And I said, well, you know, you can take the Kerry man out of Kerry, but you can't take Kerry out of the man.
Always Kerry, yes, and proud, yeah.
And you guys are all about, is it soccer?
No, definitely not, Stephanie. No, although that's a big aspect of life these days, but not the biggest. It's all about GAA football, Kerry football. Yeah, that's really what it's about in this county. So we've had a lot of success with Kerry football.
The soccer that is played in Ireland is the same soccer that we refer to in the U.S. And the football is the Irish game.
Correct. We call it football here, and soccer would be called soccer.
Right.
Yeah.
And in the rest of the world, what we call soccer would be called football.
That
but
is
when you talk about
correct.
When you talk about football in Ireland, it's a different sport from soccer. We're going to take a quick break and come right back talking with Conor O'Leary. 1-2-3 O'Leary.
Yeah.
Mr. Postman, director of the leisure centers at the Killarney Plaza Hotel and its sister properties here in Killarney in County Kerry. And don't you forget it. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com. This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sites reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford. Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm talking with Connor O'Leary, the director of the leisure centers here at the Killarney Plaza Hotel in Kenmare Square in County Kerry. You're getting very far south when you're in Kerry, in Ireland. And we've just been in the commercial break talking about some of the sports, because, you know, when people go to a leisure center, you know, they're working out, they're keeping their body fit. In theory, the end result is not supposed to be how effective you are in the gym. It's supposed to be preparing your body, in theory, for doing all kinds of things in the outside world, among them possibly being soccer. And again, Irish, if you're just joining us, Irish soccer and American soccer are the same thing. In just about everywhere else in the world, what we call soccer and what the Irish call soccer is called football. Not to be confused with American football, has nothing to do with it. And Irish football is a whole different thing. What does an Irish football look like?
Yeah, I suppose it's similar to a soccer ball, but it's kind of made slightly different. It's made with leathers that stitch together, so it's kind of hard to explain. But it's similar to a soccer ball. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've got soccer.
We have soccer.
Okay. The big deal in Kerry is Kerry football.
Without doubt. Big game coming up the other weekend against the old rivals, Dublin.
Okay. Yeah. And then there's hurling.
Hurling.
And then there's something else.
We've rugby.
Rugby. Who could forget rugby? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yes, we were in... I don't know if it was rugby or if it was football. About, I'm going to say, 5 or 6 years ago. And Ireland played England and killed them. And they were wilding in Dublin. You had to see what was going on. It was hilarious.
Possibly,
and we were
rugby,
in the Temple Bar. We were on Fleet Street at the Morgan.
Okay, yeah.
In Temple Bar. And there were people that painted their entire bodies the colors of the, you know, the tricolor of the Irish flag. And they were wrapped in flags and hooping and hollering.
Yeah.
And this was a happy group.
Yeah, a big day, obviously. Yeah. Probably rugby, I'd say,
Yeah, I think it was rugby. Yeah. But, you know, I have trouble with making the distinction between a golf ball and a hockey puck.
I understand.
So, you know, yes, I'm really not
you're
a
you're
sports
not 100% scene. Certain, yeah.
No,
yeah, yeah.
But, you know, there are games that I enjoy watching. I love basketball.
Yes.
I love soccer. Yes. I even like ice hockey as long as they behave themselves and don't try to kill one another.
Yes, yes.
Because I like games that keep moving. I have a tough time with American baseball because it's so slow and sometimes nothing happens.
You need to watch a hurling game, Stephanie. That's what you need to watch. If you're into speed, they reckon it's the fastest field sport in the world. So.
What is the conveyance?
They use a hurl or hurley. I suppose it's similar to, I'm trying to think what you would have in the States, lacrosse. You use a stick in lacrosse, isn't it?
Okay.
So something similar to that. It's not as hooked at the end, made of ash normally, yeah. So
what are you hitting?
You're hitting a slitter. So it's
a what?
A slitter.
A slitter.
Yeah, slitter.
What
does
a slitter look like?
Slitter is a small ball, slightly bigger than a tennis ball, I'd say, made of leather. That's what you're hitting. Yeah.
Well, that sort of looks like cricket.
No.
And cricket is mild.
No, this is definitely.
And you don't know what's going on.
This is definitely not cricket. It's definitely.
You know how you know when to cheer in cricket? When everybody else does.
I was just going to say, follow the crowd.
Follow the crowd. Yeah, they're yelling, you
I'm
yell
with
them.
I'm that. Yeah, cricket can be quite
easy. I saw a cricket game in Bermuda.
Yeah. No good.
No clue what was going on. It was.
But you cheered at the appropriate times.
Whenever everybody else did, you knew. Yeah, somebody did something good. Yay!
Yeah. Hurling, though. We're not a hurling county. We're a football county. But hurling is a fantastic game if you get two good teams. Well worth
Who are the best hurling teams in Ireland, would you say?
Kilkenny definitely are probably the best at the moment. They've won the last couple of All-Irelands. But it's competitive. Like we have Tipperary would be strong, Clare, Wexford are coming on. So, yeah, there's about 9 or 10 different counties.
Yeah. Irishmen take their athletics and their teams very seriously.
A serious business, without doubt.
Yeah. We were in a restaurant the other night, and the men excused themselves from the women they were with to go home and watch some game. Oh, it was Ireland against Wales.
Yes, rugby. Regular occurrence.
Yeah.
Pity. Sports comes first.
Ireland lost.
They
there
did.
Were a lot of sad faces.
They
the
did
next,
lose. Yeah, they did lose.
The
it was unfortunate.
Day,
but Wales were the better team, so, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That generally is why somebody else wins.
Not always, but yes.
Sometimes
most
it's
of
just massive mistakes.
Indeed. Indeed, yeah. So, yeah. Irish men do enjoy their sport, yes. And a lot of time it would take precedence to their female partners. Yeah.
To the point that I like. There's a radio station I like to listen to when we're driving about weekdays.
Yeah.
News Talk Radio.
Yes.
Because I am a talk radio junkie and always have been.
Sure.
But on the weekend, all they talk about is sports.
Yeah. Sports is big.
Oh, my word. All day Saturday and Sunday. And that's when we listen to Lyric FM.
Yes. Yeah. Good sport at the weekends, though, yeah.
Well, you know, we haven't a clue who the teams are anyway.
I mean,
sometimes you can listen to sporting things, and at least you, if you don't follow the team, you've heard of the players.
You have some idea what's going on.
You know, this is like people talking about people you've never heard of.
Saturdays and Sundays are big sporting days, in particular in GA calendar now, yeah. So a lot of hurling and football played at the weekends.
Particularly in GA what?
GA, like, you know, hurling and football, so... Gaelic Athletic Association.
Oh, Gaelic Athletic
Association. Yeah, so Gaelic games. So hurling and football are big at weekends. That's when the majority of the games are played. So, yeah. That's why you're listening to that on the radio on Saturday and Sunday. So.
Yeah. We were invited to be at the ribbon cutting when the first plane came from the U.S. to Knock Airport.
Wow.
And it was in June several years ago. And my husband, because it was June, in his infinite wisdom, did not bring an outer jacket because it's June. And then he found out it was chilly.
Yes, yeah.
And a fellow who was an executive, his name is Robert, I can't remember his last name, nice guy. He's an executive at Knock Airport, he's about the same size as my husband, and loaned him his Mayo jacket. And my husband borrowed it for a while. We got to Donegal. In Donegal Square, there's one of those O'Neill shops that sells the
sportswear.
Sportswear.
Sure.
So he bought a jacket. very similar to the Mayo jacket, only it said Donnie Gong.
Yes.
And I have to tell you, there are people in airports to this day flying over here. We were in Malta flying into Ireland, and we were at Ryanair to fly to Dublin, and a fellow came from 10 rows back at the gate to come up and say, oh, lovely to meet a Donegal man in the Malta.
Yeah. It distinguishes us all, our county colors, indeed. Yeah,
well, I want to thank you for joining us. Stay with me. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.